Hello and welcome. Today is Tuesday, October 13th at exactly 2:42 p.m. I'm Lupe Arenas and this is Let's Talk Community, where our neighborhood comes together. So whether you're looking to get involved in your community or you simply want to hear how others give back or about a place that unites others, this is the show for you. In today's show, my guest is Tina Callas. And Tina is the owner of Tina's Pumpkin Patch in Sherman Oaks. She's here to talk to us about her title, her job, and why we should all take some time to visit Tina's Pumpkin Patch this time of the year. Thank you, Tina, for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So we're just going to get right into it. So Tina, can you tell our listeners a little something about yourself and your background?
Well, I was born and raised in Los Angeles. I started in the Christmas tree business in 1977, and that was kind of an unusual circumstance how we got into that business. We had a neighbor growing up who was in the produce business, and while we were in high school, he started bringing in Christmas trees down at the train tracks, and so we worked for him downtown. And when I first got married, my husband and I decided we would try to open up our own location. And we opened up in Sherman Oaks at a very small spot, and our business, we stuck with it, and our business grew over the years. So the pumpkin patch evolved from the Christmas tree business. And we started the pumpkin patch. Well, originally it was just, and many tree lots did this, where they would just put out pumpkins, just kind of to set up for tree season. And over the years, it evolved and became more of a family event.
I see. Now, you mentioned 1977,
yes,
which is when it all started. Tell me, you mentioned you started with the tree lot and then eventually the pumpkin patch ended up evolving. Was that always in mind, or why the idea for that was?
I think Halloween has become bigger and bigger over the years. And families are looking more and more to take their kids somewhere to have an experience. And so our pumpkin patch really started just with pumpkins. And then over the years, I say about probably around 15 years ago, we started having bounce houses and a petting zoo and pony rides. And so now we even have a little train that goes around the lot. So over the years, it kind of became more and more. It kind of gives a harvest farm-like atmosphere and has a little bit of fun for the kids as well.
That's very true. And so you've been in the business for such a long time. How long, or roughly around how many years, have you been an owner of your business or a business?
Well, since 1977, so that's 30. This will be our 39th year.
Wow.
Of Christmas trees. And the pumpkins, really, it's about 15 years. So, but it's a lot of fun, and it's fun to see the families, and the kids have a lot of fun, you know, running around.
I can imagine having little kids running around, you know, excited for, you know, petting an animal and whatnot. Now, along the years, you've been in the business for a very long time. Along the years, I'm sure you've had, or you or your husband, or you by yourself have had hardships or difficulties along the way. How has that changed, and how has that motivated you along the years?
Well, one of the main difficulties we've had, and a challenge, is that we rent our location, and we were fortunate to have one location in Sherman Oaks for 25 years. And then, of course, they built on that space with apartments. It's a mixed-use project that actually turned out very nice. So the biggest challenge was finding another location. And we're at a really large lot with a lot of space right now. It's actually much roomier and nicer and easier to work than our other location. But every time you make a move, it's a challenge. And this lot as well, they have plans to develop it in the future. So I'll have to find another location. So that's my main challenge. But my customers, and now with, in the old days, it used to be you, when you lost your location, how are your customers going to find you?
Sure.
So I had a mail list and I send out postcards. Well, I still send out postcards, but it's not the same because now there's the internet and all these other things online so people can find you. Where in the, you know, that wasn't the case 25 years ago. So when you lost your spot, it was pretty devastating.
And now I'm sure postcards, it's still very nice to, you know, receive during the season of giving. So postcards, I wouldn't mind at all. Now, for our listeners that are listening, why do you think or why should they visit Tina's Pumpkin Patch around this time?
Well, for the young children, they can run around. It's a pretty contained area where they can go on bouncies, and we have a big slide, and we have, you know, they may not have the opportunity to see animals at another venue, so it gives them the opportunity to see some farm animals and the go on a pony ride, which we have those on the weekends. And then we have a cute train that goes around the lot, and they have a lot of fun. We also have group birthday parties there.
Oh, wow.
Where the parents love it because they, you know, it gives them things to do and they don't have to bring it into their home.
That's nice. I did not know that. Now, if you could describe Tina's Pumpkin Patch in several words or if in one word that can captivate someone's attention and be like, I have to go there and I have to check it out, what would you say?
Well, I would say it's family oriented and fun for young children.
Okay. And for those who, you mentioned there's a pony, right? You mentioned there's a train. What other activities are there right now?
Well, on the weekdays, we just have the bounce houses and the train.
Okay.
But on the weekends, there are other activities. We have, during some of the time, we have this great guy who does fantastic balloons, makes animals and things out of the balloons, and the kids love him. He's really great. And during different periods, we have face painting. And but just basically, it's the train, the pony ride, the petting zoo, the bounce house, the slide. We have a free straw maze that the kids can run through.
And along the years, have the activities changed? Or has it always been you've had a petting zoo for like 30 years?
No. Well, when we opened the pumpkin patch, originally it was just pumpkins. So I'd say about 15 years ago, we started having the animals.
Okay. And if you, in the future, how do you see From when you started to where you are now, do you see these same faces? Are you familiarized with those who come often, or are you always welcoming, you know, brand new people?
Well, that's interesting because my Christmas tree business is the same people every year.
Wow.
We know a lot of our customers. They've been coming to us for years. We look forward to seeing them. We chat with them. It's fun. But for pumpkins, although we do see some of the same faces, as the kids get older, you know, they're in sports and whatnot, they tend to do other things. It's mostly geared for the young children. And so the faces do change because they grow up.
Now, changing a little bit into your tree lot, tell me more about that. We're talking about the pumpkin patch, but tell me more about your tree lot.
Well, what we do is we open right after Thanksgiving.
Okay, so
we get fresh trees throughout the season. So the trees that we're getting, say, on the 10th are probably still in the ground on the 6th. Our growers cut them right before they ship them. So we try to get fresh trees all along the season. So if somebody wants to keep their tree up very, very late, they could, you know, usually it's better to wait and get it after the first week. and we get a variety of trees. We carry trees mostly from Oregon. Our trees are the noble firs and the Douglas firs and the Nordmans all come from Oregon. We have some silver tips, which are becoming very popular now. They're a kind of an old-fashioned looking tree with big spaces in between.
Oh, okay.
And then we also get Fraser firs from North Carolina.
Oh, that's amazing. So all over the country.
Yeah, but mostly 90% of our trees come from Oregon.
Now, for when you have your tree lot and your pumpkin patch, what's the demographic of people that usually go? Is it families? Is it, you know, friends? Is it little kids?
Well, it's, yes, for the pumpkin patch, yes, families and little kids. For the trees, it's all different. Sometimes it's the husband that comes in. Sometimes it's the wife who comes in. Sometimes it's the whole family. It really varies. And we do a lot of trees to businesses and for florists. So, the tree season is much different than the pumpkin season.
Now, I'm sure when people come in to, you know, to pick up and pick up their tree or their pumpkins, they have stories to tell you, or you go ahead and tell them stories. Any story that has stand out, or any particular person that has stand out throughout the years?
Oh, gee, nothing comes to mind. We have a lot of crazy things that happen on deliveries and such. But
one thing that you can recall.
Well, we have had instances where I did have a call once that somebody said there was a noise coming from their tree. And I'm thinking, okay, this was in the old days. You're thinking, you know, beeper, the delivery guy lost his phone or something like that. Uh-huh. But no, it was a tree frog.
Oh, wow.
And the guy was really freaked out. So I had to send somebody over to his house to catch the little frog, and it was no big deal. We put in a little thing, and one of the workers took it home for his children. But there's, you know, I think there's mostly some interesting stories on deliveries. We do deliver a lot of trees because a lot of people don't want to have to take it home themselves.
Oh, okay, so you get to deliver.
So they come in, they pick it out, and then we deliver it. Or if they don't want to come in, we pick it out for them and take it to their house. They just make a phone call.
Oh, okay, that's great. I did not know that. Aside from that, you are on Yelp, and I've seen great reviews. I myself have gone to your pumpkin patch for 2 years in a row, so it's been great. But how does that make you feel, knowing that, you know, you have such great people that come? I mean, I'm sure there's days where there's, you know, customers here and there that are not as pleasant, but majority of the time, how does that make you feel as an owner?
Well, personally, I want everybody to be happy, mm-hmm. and it makes me feel good because I do want everybody to have a good experience when they come to my pumpkin patch, and even when they're buying their tree, I want to make sure every person has a tree they love and is happy, and they take care of it, and it lasts a long time. I do want my customers to be happy, and we try to do our best to have good customer service.
Now, I know for a fact this year I'm taking my nieces and nephews. It's going to be their first time, so definitely a generation of passing down that tradition. Now, in your case, your husband and yourself, do you guys have any family members that also help with the business?
Well, I have two daughters.
Okay.
And one still helps during tree season. My other daughter is, they're both married, but my other daughter is a mother, and so she can't really help because she works full time and has a child. But I love it when they're around because they know the business as well as I do, and I feel confident leaving them there if I have an emergency to oversee things. And then also, about 5 years ago, we opened up a second location.
Oh, wow.
In Calabasas, and we had a relative who was willing to run that location for us. And we opened that just with Christmas trees to start. But we're thinking of opening a pumpkin patch there in the future because there are a lot of families that live out there.
Nice. Now, which leads me into my other question is, any more ideas or plans of expanding your brand, your location, now that you have one in Calabasas and you have the one in Sherman Oaks? Any more ideas of, you know, expanding that?
Well, Lupe, you know, I feel like you have to be there to make it run properly. So we've never really tried to have a lot of tree lots. I like being there. I'm there the whole time. I get there in the morning. I stay till 9 or 10 at night every day for the whole season. And we find that that's the way it works best. So just to open up a lot of locations and get people, it doesn't really appeal to us. We like to have hands-on.
No, definitely see where you're coming from. And aside from, you know, your businesses, have you also given back to the community in any other ways? Do you have any other titles?
Well, the rest of the year, I actually have done a lot of volunteer work when I'm not at the pumpkin patch. I was on the Studio City Residents Association for 7 years. I've been on several boards at my church, so I keep very active for the rest of the year. Sometimes volunteer jobs are more work than, you know, a regular job or my business. So, but in the future, we plan to continue. We hope once they build on this property that we find another location that's close by that we could just move to. But that's kind of what we see for the future, just to continue what we're doing. Maybe at the pumpkin patch, adding a few more activities in the, you know, as the years, maybe next year, little by little.
That's great. And now, last but not least, is there any social media or any sites where people can, you know, find information? Like, how much does a petting zoo cost? Is it per person, per ride, stuff
right.
like that?
Well, what we do is, yes, I have a website, tinaspumpkinpatch.com, and I also have tinastrees.com. The petting zoo is $3. We sell $3 tokens, which can get you on a bouncy, the petting zoo, or the train. And then we also, the pony ride is 2 tokens, $6.
Oh, okay. And any other ideas or background of yourself from where you started, you know, 40 years ago to where you are now? Anything that you would like to change, or are you still in the, are you content with your business right now?
No, I'm very I'm very happy with the business that we've developed over all these years. We have a really wonderful Christmas tree customer base who have been very loyal and who continue to come back year after year. And that really makes me feel good, and I'm happy to see them. And in fact, recently, one of my customers passed away, and my daughter saw it online, and she sent me a text, and my husband got the text, and we were all just devastated, because you become personally involved with your customers, and you know them, and you look forward to seeing them every year. So, and I see people in the neighborhood because I live in the area as well. Mm-hmm. So, I forgot what your question was.
It's okay. No, yeah, the fact that you have a very community-based and business-based with your customers, that's what keeps them coming back.
Right. So true.
Mm-hmm. Now, one last thing. So there's the tree, there's the pumpkin patch, there's different activities for everyone to come. Is there a specific time of the day or the weekday or in the weekends for them to enjoy?
Well, I got to tell you, this weather's killing us.
I can only imagine.
You know, it was funny because Sunday, it was very busy in the morning, and then it kind of really slowed down in the afternoon because it was just too hot.
Yeah, triple digit
weather. And so as soon as the sun went down, it got very busy again. So we're hoping that we have a nice weather weekend. And the first weekend we had was great. It was cool. It was wonderful. I think we're all ready for a nice fall weather. And I don't know when we're going to get that, but when it's nice weather, it tends to stay busy all day long.
No, I definitely agree with you in that. Now, when did your pumpkin patch start, or when did it open? And until you said after Thanksgiving you start your trees, until how long does that go? And then your hours of business?
Okay, so the pumpkin patch is open daily from, we opened October 1st, and we're open till the 31st of October. And we're open daily between 10 a.m. until 8 p.m. And then on the weekends, we're open at 9 a.m. And we close on Friday nights and Saturday nights at 9, but all other nights 8 p.m. The tree business, we open right after Thanksgiving, like you said, and we're open from 9 to 9 every day.
Wow, okay. And is there a number they should call, let's say, for them that for those that don't want to pick up their trees, if they need it to be delivered, where can they reach, or is that all the information?
That's on the website.
On the website?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then one last thing. I just definitely hope you listening can head out to Tina's Pumpkin Patch. I know myself definitely will. Any last words you would like to say, Tina?
No, it's been a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you for being here. Once again, Tina from Tina's Pumpkin Patch was my guest today. And that's it for today's show. It's Let's Talk Community. And I'm Lupe Llerena, sounding off through kpcradio.com.